Jake and Artie, the relatable party. Relatable.
Hey guys, let's get right into dilemmas.
No. I think that episode's over, mate. I think the episode's...
I hate that guy.
Let's get right into the news.
What's his name? Killer Keemstar?
Keemstar, yeah.
Oh, I hate that guy. He made... His career is literally based off of causing drama.
Oh, yeah.
His show's called Drama Alert. Yeah. And his whole thing was like... It's like zero research.
Yeah, no.
I swear this man did zero research and then he just like will trash people online. And then he has the most haters in the world.
Oh, yeah. It's just toxicity.
It's insane.
The drama. Talking about dramas, let's get into dilemmas.
Yeah, let's get into dilemmas.
You guys know what to do. Send it to the Google Docs and we'll try and help you out.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to go first?
I'll go first. All righty. Now, this might be controversial. However, my dilemma is that my boyfriend won't let me go through his phone. When we were in the talking stage... He said to me that he'll let me go through his phone once we become official. But even now we are official, he doesn't let me go through his phone. I've never had trust issues and my past partners have let me go through their phones, and having my current boyfriend not let me go through his phone makes me really suspicious. I've never thought that I had trust issues, but my friends tell me that I do since I want to go through my boyfriend's phone. We've gone back and forth about this and he just keeps saying it's a security thing for himself. He's never done anything to make me question his trust. Side note, our relationship is super healthy and I do trust him 100%, but a part of me still wants to be able to freely go on his phone, just like how I would allow him to do the same. Do you guys think this is something worth stressing over? Thanks, love the pod.
Oh, girl. It's funny. A lot of people tell themselves that I have 100%, I trust him 100%, but.
Yeah, if you're saying, it's such a good point actually. The word but is it's just, you can't use it in that sense.
Just let me go through his phone.
I wonder what it is though. So I was, when I first read it, I was thinking, I'm not the type of person that ever wants to go through a partner's phone.
No.
I've never felt the need.
I don't care.
No, I don't care. But also, it's kind of like, how is he? I kind of think, how is he acting? You know, because if say I'm in the car with my partner and I wanted to change a song, and they're like, "Oh, like, what's your password? I don't know your password." Like, I'll happily tell them my password to go change a song.
I was thinking the same. Exactly.
You know, and yeah. Also because, and then at the same time, what it does for that partner subconsciously. Is kind of just, I know his password. He trusts me with his password. And it almost gives them the need to not go through your phone because you know that, because they're like, oh, he doesn't care. So I don't even need to go through it.
I think that's good, but it also comes out naturally.
Yeah.
Like just in the car saying, oh, change songs. Like, oh, what's your password?
Yeah.
Whereas this chick's like, I need your password. Does she want to go through like his photos and messages? And
I don't know what the go is, because also thinking about it, like, okay, if your girlfriend was like, can I go through your phone? What would you say?
I would say no.
Really?
I don't care, but I'd be like, why do you want to?
Yeah, it's such a weird, I'd be almost hurt. I'd be like, what? Why?
Yeah, it's because she doesn't trust me if she said that.
Actually, fair.
She's looking for something.
Can you trust someone but want to go through their phone?
No, I think you've got trust issues and that's something that she has to work on herself.
Yeah.
If I was the dude, just down to principle, if my girlfriend was bugging me and being like, oh, can I go through? I need to check your phone. Just, I need to go through it. Do you trust me to do it? And I was like, no. Like, just believe me. That's all it should be.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
And again, I think I've said this before, but it's that theory of, okay, so if I think I've said this to you, like if you and I went for a drive and I said, how many red cars did you see? You'd be like, I don't know. And then I went again and I was like, count them. You'd know because you'd be looking for them. And if you're looking for something that's going to upset you, you're going to make something out of nothing and be upset over nothing and then like almost accidentally manipulate this guy.
I think you've broken it down well there, because I think she's self-sabotaging. Yeah. She says the relationship's going so well. I bet she's never been in such a healthy relationship. So she's like, I need to find something that's wrong with this bloke. Oh,
mind blown.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. That's actually crazy. Yeah. Whoa, that's wild.
So advice would be, girl, You don't need to go through his phone.
So your question was, do I stress over this? No, don't.
Just leave it. Trust him.
Just fully trust him. There's no reason to need to go through someone's phone if you say that you trust them.
Yeah, exactly. And if you think he's cheating or something, don't find out by going through his phone. Ask him if he's cheating.
And then if you really can't get over this thing where you don't trust him, because the first step to this is realizing you have trust issues.
Yeah.
I think that's the first step is realizing that
he's in denial.
Yeah, like you could quite possibly be the problem here. The first step to this is realizing that you may have trust issues. Yeah. Okay. And you can't take that out on your poor boyfriend.
No, it's okay? Poor guys. It's just poor guys. Trying to just watch TikToks and message his mates and talk shit. And she's like, let me go through your phone.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Okay. I'm trying to think about what I would do. So if my girlfriend said, can I go through your phone? I think I would say, I would just be like, to diffuse the situation because I'm confident there's nothing on there. I'd be like, yeah, go for it.
Mm.
But then I'd also just be, while she's doing it, I'd be like, so what's this about? Is there something we need to talk about? Like, what's happening? You know, have I done anything to make you feel like you need to do this?
Mm.
You know, it's like, am I doing stuff that's like, I'm sorry if I'm seeming shady. I'm not trying to seem shady. I'd be like, look, I'm totally open to talking about this, but like, you don't need to do this.
Mm.
Yeah.
I agree.
Isn't that wild?
It's very wild.
What do you think about the sharing the location thing?
I think we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
Only if she's in she wants to share it with me because she's doing something sketchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or she's gone traveling or she's running in the bush or she's with people. She doesn't know. Something like that.
Yeah. Going for a walk at night on your own. That's crazy.
If you want locations while she's at work and stuff, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, why do I need to make sure you're at work?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, well. All right, let's...
My one?
Yeah. So hopefully we get some good
chair and chance to start. Poor girl. It's not a big issue. It's just something you got to work on.
Yeah. No, yeah.
All right, next one. I told my situationship of 1 year that I wanted to put a label on us over a drunk text on New Year's Eve. He responded with, all caps, it's getting too real. I'm buzz right now. Hold up. Ha ha ha. And I didn't hear from him for 2 days. He never mentioned my previous text and started a new convo. Now I haven't heard from him in 3 days. Does this mean he's rejecting me? The previous weekend we had hung out and got really close. He is giving all the signs he's attracted to me. Why won't he take it to the next step?
Sorry, I laughed. This isn't a laughing matter. Why won't he take it to the next step?
Yeah.
Can I be brutally honest?
Mm.
If he wanted to, he probably would have done it by now.
Yeah, I know. A year. Is that what it said?
Did you say a year?
I told my situationship of 1 year that I wanted to put a label on it.
Oh, yeah. Put yourself first. Get rid of this guy. I'm sorry. That's the easiest
Who's
one
in
ever.
A situationship for a year?
A situationship for a year.
That's wild.
That is.
She's
what
been,
even?
I think, what's the longest you can be in a situationship for?
A week.
A week?
Really? It's a situationship is just the dumbest. Say that you're dating.
Well, I think, true. I think it's I would say 3 months. It's the same term. If after 3 months there isn't any intention for him to ask her out, I think you should move on.
Yeah, definitely a couple months.
Yeah, and there's a year.
Year is such a long time. And I remember, and also it's like, again, friends with benefits, that's just a situationship again.
Mm.
And it only is going to work. I don't know if it ever could, but if it's gonna, once, I think I've said it before, I've definitely said it. It needs to be once every 2 months that you sleep together. And you don't hang out, you don't go on dates, you don't talk about feelings, you don't get all cuddly and laughy, you're using each other for sex once every 2 months, then your bond is gone, you lose all feelings in the next 2 months, and then you just go sleep together again because it just, you know, it's good, blah, blah, blah. And you're not going to care if they get into a relationship, you're going to be like, whatever.
But also, every 2 months, surely, just move on and get...
Yeah, exactly.
Just go,
that's what I'm saying.
Look somewhere else.
Yeah. So
I thought that one was relatable though, because her emotions were coming out when she was drunk. I feel like younger people, especially me when I was younger, used to like 18 would send a drunk message to someone I liked to be like,
oh yeah.
Came
and
out
then you
her.
Wake up and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
Oh, you're like, no.
The truth came
out. You
don't
want to check your phone when you wake up. But I'm going to say, don't be mad at yourself for doing it drunk either. No. Okay. Because this isn't fair on you.
Good she said it.
Yeah.
Even though it took a year, it's very good that it came out.
Yeah. I don't want
you to. He's fucking her around.
Definitely.
Time to move on.
Especially just leaving you on red for days and he knows how you feel.
Yeah.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
Yeah, not at all.
I'm sorry that it's going to be a tough pill to swallow. This guy doesn't really give a fuck.
Have you seen that trend going on at TikTok at the moment? It's the worst things, the things my ex did and I still stayed with him.
Didn't we do that as an IG question once? No, we didn't.
We might have.
We may have. Sounds, what was it?
And then everyone's just ghosted me for a week.
wait, you were dating? Like, yeah. Boyfriend, girlfriend, ghosted for
a
week.
And they kept dating, and then the other ones like, we'll plan to go on a date, and then he just cancelled and hang out with the boys instead. And they stayed with him and stuff.
Damn.
Like, I think a big theme, a recurring theme that comes out in this podcast is just like knowing your worth. Don't be treated badly. Like, no. If anything like that is happening to you, or they're ghosting you and you're sticking around because there's an inkling that you might change his mind, like, or he might change even, just move on.
Don't date someone because of what you want them to be.
Yeah, date them for what they are.
Yeah, date them for what they are. And if what they are is trash, you got to realize that shit.
Yeah.
Come on, girls and guys.
Yeah.
Honestly, you know what I want to say? Looking at the dilemmas page today, saw a couple that says male here. Yeah. And I'm like, hey, they're here.
They're here.
All right. Hey, mommy and daddy. Love the pod. So I've been seeing this guy for a couple months now, and we really like each other. He's a big green flag. The sexual / romantic tension is very much there, and we've slept with each other a few times now, but I've realized he just doesn't know how to have sex. My expectations aren't too high, especially this early on, but sex is important to me, and I feel like I'm 16 again. I'm a bloody hornbag, and it's super frustrating. I'm moving away later in the year, and we've spoken about what that means. So do I cut it off now, avoid the hurt, except we're at different stages and see each other or people? Weird. Sorry, and see other people? Or lean into this, be sad when it ends, and experiment with him?
Is that it?
Yeah. Okay. So either way, it's ending.
Yeah, it's either
way.
Wait,
what?
Yeah, so it's, oh, I thought that she was going to say she's in love with this man, but he sucks at sex.
Yeah, I thought B was going to be like, do I stay? Do I go for it and do long distance?
Mm.
Oh, wait, what?
Damn it, that's not as juicy as it was going to be.
Well, here's the, okay, lean into this, be sad when it ends and experiment. Okay, if you're actually thinking about this, is it going to hurt? So if you go into this, like, depending on how long, let's say you spend the next month really tuning up this guy's sex game, you know, getting him to be good at it, and then you really like it.
Is it worth it?
I mean, look.
And then she leaves, like, makes this guy the kingpin of sex. Yeah,
but then you get maybe a month or two of good sex, and then you leave.
But then you also
good sex is good.
How long is it going to take for him to learn?
I was saying a month, surely a month.
You reckon?
Depending, I don't know.
Probably three times a week.
Yeah.
But also, he could just be lacking the skill. Some people never get it, never learn.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he's nervous.
I wonder, how do you bat at sex? Like, I'm intrigued.
Like, what's the only way I think, okay, actually, girls like it when...
Here we go.
I'm not going to speak for girls here. I'm going to say some girls.
Yeah.
Some girls like it when guys are like a bit more dominant.
100%.
But some girls also don't.
Well, some dudes are also softer.
Yeah.
It's like not being sexually compatible. So maybe the question is, maybe she shouldn't teach her. Maybe they're just not sexually compatible.
Oh, shit. That's a good point. Maybe you guys aren't sexually compatible.
Yeah. Like, I know lots of dudes who like fuck softly.
Facts.
Yeah.
Dude, I love it.
Yeah.
Also.
And the girls love it rough.
Maybe if you were to say something and then he is like, oh shit, she likes that. And then the next time you have sex, he turns it on and it is really good. Then it might be worth it, but...
I reckon easy answer here. Just tell him that this is ending no matter what. Let's just fuck a lot. Get you better and have some fun sex.
Say this to him. So this is ending either way. We know that, all right? Now, we can either end it now, there'll be no hurt, and you'll stay shit at sex. Or I can help you. And I can do some charity work and all future girls can thank me.
Mm.
You need to start cooking here, girl. You stir the pot and then it's unfortunate you get to cook the meal but don't get to enjoy it. But what you'll be doing is some good stuff for other people.
I agree. Think of the other girls.
Exactly. Think of the other girls that this man's going to sleep with and they have to put up with it. You don't even want to live with that in your conscious and you have the means to fix it.
I wonder if she means like foreplay and like him going down on her is very bad. Like, surely...
Because if you guys have the same kind of, like, do you just like a rough fucking or are you guys, because making love feels great sometimes. Well, yeah. Not sometimes, always.
Also, like, if surely he's doing one thing right and you're like, keep doing that. Like, surely he can't be doing the whole.
Can you have like a tip? Maybe it's a small doodle.
Yeah,
I don't know, like bad rhythm.
He's out of sync. Yeah, I don't know. But I think that's the answer what Jack said.
Yeah.
Simple as that. All right. I'll try to keep this quick, but I'm having some big time problems with my parents lately. I, 16-year-old female, am currently living with my parents, but they have been fighting and sleeping in different bedrooms for around 3 years now. After a big blow-up the other week, they finally decided to have a break and let things cool down. This means they'll be living separately soon. But I don't know how to stay unbiased. I love them both equally, but my mum is an almond mum. What does that mean?
Almond.
Almond mum.
Don't want to look it up quickly? What's an almond mum? A negative term to criticize a person as endangering themselves and their families with poor nutrition and insufficient diets.
I think that's it.
Oh, shit. So she's probably like a vegan or some crazy like that.
I don't know if that works in the context. Anyway.
Oh.
But my mum is an almond mum who gets neurological damage. So is crazy about health and tidiness. Oh, no, you're right.
Wait, no. It says the term is often used jokingly and hyperbole to refer to parents obsessed with health and nutrition.
Okay. Whereas my dad is super chill but plays video games 24/7. Any tips would be greatly appreciated. Love the pod. Keep up the good work.
Oh, tips for...
She's got to pick one, I think.
Oh, you got to pick a parent. You're not going to do that thing where you move around? How old is she? She's 16?
Yeah, 16. She doesn't know how to stay unbiased. Well, her parents are going to split up and she's going to pick one. You always have to pick one which you like to hang out with more. You can't just keep going three and a half days.
Mm. You always go with the mum, but...
You do too. What is with that?
I mean, actually, no. I was with my mum for a long time and then my dad.
Yeah.
Won custody.
She has the choice though. You were younger.
Yeah, I had no choice.
Yeah.
So I was, true. I actually had zero choice. My parents have been split up since I was two, so.
That'd be tough having an almond mum. I kind of like that term. So she's just a big health nut.
She's just a big old health nerd.
Okie dokie.
I always feel so bad for people that, sometimes I think people feel bad for me for having parents, being a child of divorce.
Mm.
But
it sounds so intense, child of divorce.
But I just love saying it like that. I just love saying it like that. But I don't remember it.
Yeah.
Like I remember my parents not getting along, but I've seen my mum and my real mum and my real dad. I've seen them in the same room like maybe four times in my life. I swear that's all.
That is pretty
so
wild.
So it's kind of like I just don't see it.
Mm.
So it's that's probably worse.
Do you reckon that's a better age to get it when you're young?
To be honest, I think so. I feel worse for the people who are like 16, 18 and their parents split up. That'd be tough.
That's trauma because you're going to remember that for the rest of your life.
Like if your parents split up right now, you'd be fucking broken. And I would look at it like I'm used to it, but it's also like I didn't have to go through it that way.
Mm, exactly.
Yeah, so I feel sorry for this poor.
Yeah, especially poor the developmental stage of 16. You know, she's going to take that into relationships and things like the way her parents fight and stuff like that.
Definitely.
So
how do you choose one?
She just wants any type of advice. Maybe it's not just to choose.
Here's the thing. I bet you, okay.
What would you do if you were going through it all again and your parents, like say you're 16, you're in school, you're 10 or whatever your age that is and your parents move houses and you get to like pick a house or like you have the choice to go to both.
I'd want to be with my dad full time and then see my mom every now and then.
Would you just pick the best house being a 16-year-old kid?
That's such a good point. You know what's funny is like, okay, but always what ends up happening is guys don't give a shit where they live.
Yeah.
Your dad's going to go get this apartment that's not that great. It's going to have one bedroom for him and a bedroom for you whenever you want to come see him. And he's just going to play video games.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's going to be a way more lenient life.
Mm.
Your mum's, you're living with your mum's going to be a lot more structured.
I think it would just come down to who you get along with better. Like, do you like the lax video games or do you want the up? If she's like really pressing you, like what food you eat, and it's kind of annoying. It's good to have discipline though when you're 16.
It's just tough. This is so tough.
I don't know what advice I would give.
Can you go to one and if you don't like it, move to the other? Really, there's no reason why.
But then if her parents are going to be cut if she picks the mum, it's like, oh no, this wasn't good. Let's go to dad's.
Yeah, but it is what it is. You're the ones that chose to get a divorce. Like, you have to understand that your kid's going to choose someone.
Maybe do that. Maybe your advice should be, hey, like, I know this is your guy's problem and I don't really want to be in the middle of it, but I am because I'm bound by blood.
Yeah.
I'm just going to test run living at both your houses.
Oi, say that. Yeah. Let's just say I'm going to test run 3 months at each.
Yeah.
Go 3 months at mum's because I assume like the dad's going to move out if they stay split up. They can't, for some reason, it always happens. And then, so just whoever moves out first, don't go with them because that means you also have to move. Just stay where you are for 3 months and then move out in 3 months' time and try it with the other one and see which one you like better.
I think so.
Or you can just do 3 months. Just do big, long-ass stints at each one.
100%. And make sure, like, it's a weird phase to go through. I know, luckily enough, I've never had to go through it, but hopefully you have a good outlet system. You can talk to your friends or anyone else who's gone through it. Because definitely if anything's beating you up and it's becoming a stress on your mind, make sure you talk to someone.
Definitely if you feel the need to, because this is going to be tough for you. There's no reason for you to just be like, yeah, I'm all good.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no reason. Definitely talk to someone if you want to and good luck. All right. Am I the asshole
Ooh.
For going on holiday with another guy that wasn't my boyfriend?
Yes. Sorry. Keep going.
Let me do it. Come on. In my previous relationship, my ex never seemed to like the idea that I had two guy best friends.
Two.
For obvious reasons. And that's a big red flag on my part. For context, me and my guy best friends have been friends for 18 years. We know everything about each other as we chat often, but we only see each other in person a few times a year. I don't really have any friends other than them two. I'm not attracted to them and they aren't to me, as we're more like family than friends. However, there was this situation where I was going on holiday abroad, camping. With one of my guy best friends and his family. Important things to mention are that this holiday was booked and paid for before me and my boyfriend at the time had even started talking. And this wasn't the first time we've been on holiday together. For this holiday, I stayed in their tent with them as I was joining them on their trip. And my friend and I shared the main part of the tent. My boyfriend at the time always seemed okay about it, and I told him before we even started dating, as that was just after I booked it. When we started dating, I did my best to reassure him that everything was fine and nothing would happen between me and my mate, because as I said, he's like a brother to me. But he never seemed really fine, and I only found out a couple months after the holiday that he wasn't okay with it, but he felt it wasn't his place to say anything, and he didn't want to ask me to not go. Is it bad I would have gone on holiday even if he'd said something or told me not to go? Bearing in mind, we'd been dating for 3 months when I went and I was honest from the start. I know I'm the asshole for still going on the holiday, but why should I have cancelled something I'd spent hours planning and already paid for over a guy I'd been dating for 3 months? In the end, I was grateful I went and didn't miss out because we broke up 3 months later. Why do you think you broke up 3 months later? Thanks. Love the pod. It's my favorite thing listening to while I'm driving.
Ooh.
A lot of backstory there.
That was a lot of backstory. So she asked, I'm going to say she's not the asshole.
I'm thinking about it too, eh? Like,
she did everything right.
She was very honest.
And her boyfriend knew everything going into it. I feel like for me, an 18-year-old friendship with a dude's fine.
Okay, here's the thing.
18 years, man. That's
heaps. Here's the thing. I agree to an extent, but also I think a lot of the time, like, those are the ones that kind of end up fucking.
That's when they're down bad. But she also, girls do this all the time. She said, they're not attracted to me. How does she know?
How does she know?
Like, true. They always say, like, oh, they're not attracted to me. Yeah, what do you mean?
But I do.
Are you ugly? Is that what she means? Like, what's going on? That's
a fucking good question. I do the 18-year thing, I do sometimes, if it's from little kids,
it should be fine.
Sometimes I think that it is more like, you know, brother, sister. And she said that they're her best friends. She sees them 3 times a year.
Hmm.
So when do you even get time to cheat if you're going to do it?
I think this is fine.
To be honest, I'm kind of with you.
I would do these. If I was in her position, she did everything right. Can't fault her. Mm. She's not an arsehole.
Here's what I would want to do.
Should their boyfriend voiced that opinion before going because he was obviously insecure with it? And he just was a petty after it and said, oh, you're a dog.
Here's what I would do. If you find yourself in this situation again, which you may, all right? I think what you should do is, it's fine to go, but just reassure your boyfriend in the way where you like, oh, look, you know, say all the things, I've known him for this long, blah, 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 family, blah, blah, blah. But don't stay in the same room as the guy.
Tent.
Don't stay in the same tent. I think you should.
Why couldn't have the girls had a girls' tent and a boys' had a boys' tent?
Yeah, I think you should let him know that, like, whenever you guys are always with the family. And I think that you shouldn't be sharing a room or a tent with the guy. I think that out of respect.
Yeah.
You should really be sharing. You shouldn't be doing that.
I agree.
You know,
it's just respectful.
Yeah. FaceTime your boyfriend, you know, once a day.
Yeah.
Maybe once every other day.
It's a very tricky line because in reality, he should trust you.
Yeah.
But if
there's no reason not to.
Yeah. He has no reason not to, but some reason your head as a man sort of plays tricks on you. Like if you were FaceTiming one night, and then the dudes are just talking in the background, like the two dudes, and she's just in a tent. Yeah. Your mind's going to be like, oh, what the fuck?
But, and also, you kind of have to think about it this way. You just have to flip the situation if you were in your boyfriend's situation. How would you feel about him sleeping in the same tent as a girl that is his best friend of 18 years, blah, blah, blah. You know, he did all this stuff. He was honest. Yeah. You would still just feel Like, you get a feeling in your stomach, you know. You can't help that. You're not crazy to get that feeling. I would get that feeling. I don't think you're a psycho for getting that feeling. I think that what you should do if it happens again is separate rooms.
Yeah. It's human nature, but I'm going to leave. She's not the asshole because she did everything right.
Yeah, I don't think you're the asshole.
With the options you had, she did everything right.
Yeah, agreed.
Broke up anyway, like.
Yeah, fuck it.
I don't know what's going on with my docs.
Do you use docs?
Yeah, I put it in a doc. What do you do?
I put it in my notes on my computer. It just goes to my notes on my phone.
Fuck, that's smart, eh?
What? You didn't know that? Look, this is all... I didn't do any of this on my phone. It's all from my computer.
No, my docs go from my computer to my phone still.
Oh, so you're on the docs and you like double... Oh, that's wild. That's why. Look at how easy mine is.
Yeah, this is probably a little bit easier. Maybe. Okay. Hey, guys. I've been listening to your podcast for a while and I love it. I appreciate you and keep it up. My dilemma is basically that I feel unwanted and unattracted to guys. I'm a 17-year-old girl and don't really get any male attraction. All my friends and girls my age either have boyfriends or are talking to one or multiple guys or have guys openly showing interest, unlike me. I thought my looks and height, I'm 6'1", might have something to do with it, but I get compliments on my looks by girls and strangers consistently. Sorry in case if I come across as full as myself, I just needed to describe my situation better. It's really confusing and makes me feel self-conscious about my looks and personality. When I talk about this to my close friends, they tell me guys are intimidated, but that sounds like an excuse to me to make me feel better. Would you as guys say men get intimidated by beautiful women? And in general, I would love to hear your opinions and advice on this as you're older and maybe have similar experiences. Does this change once you grow up more? Maybe how do you deal with confidence issues? Sorry for any possible mistakes. English is not my first language.
First two things. She said, sorry, I don't want to say I'm full of myself.
Yeah, she did not at all.
I'm going to say you didn't, but also, girl, fucking gas yourself up.
Yeah.
All right? You're allowed to be confident.
You're hot, 6'1".
You're allowed to be confident.
Probably have long legs.
Go
long,
be a fucking supermodel. Luscious leg.
Yeah, exactly. You got the gift.
Secondly, your last question. Do guys get intimidated by pretty girls?
Hell yeah.
Yes, we do. Very, very attractive girls. Terrifying.
Exactly. And... although it's not good, as a young male, she said she was 16, 17? 17.
She's 17.
17, you're growing up a little bit, but 16, like in high school, you just don't have the mental capacity. You're intimidated by things that you don't know. Like if a girl's bigger than me or like the same height as me as a young guy.
Some of these guys haven't had their growth spurt yet.
Yeah, like it's not right, but a lot of dudes would just be like, oh, wouldn't look at you just due to your height. That's the reality of it. And I think that does go away with age.
It will, yeah.
You know that most dudes won't be intimidated by you the older you get. It's just something of being young and dumb. And I think with age, you'll probably get a lot more attraction because 6'1", you're going to have long legs. You're going to have attractive traits that men look for out there. I think you're also stuck in that school mindset where...
yeah, you're comparing yourself.
You're comparing yourself to others because all your friends are getting the attraction. When you're 17, girl, you don't need the attraction from men. It doesn't mean shit.
No.
It doesn't mean anything at all. All you should... We preach it on the potty. The only opinion that should matter is yourself.
Yeah.
And you're asking for validation from other people when it should be coming from within.
Definitely.
So that's I think the best piece of advice for you to be in school is... fuck listening to your friends. They might get a hookup here or there or a kiss or whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything. If everyone catches up. Like in school, for some reason, you talk about how many girls have you hooked up with or how many boys have you hooked up with.
Yeah.
The first person to lose their virginity is like this craziest thing ever.
I remember hearing stories about people telling me they lost virginity and I'm just like, what?
Yeah. And now looking back at it as a both men who have had sex more than once, it's... you just like
three times for me.
it's just like, man, our little brains like a wild. It's funny to comprehend.
And so men actually do, you hear it all your life, but men actually, they do mature slower.
Yeah.
In
school, dudes are fuckwits. I wouldn't want anything to do with them.
I wouldn't want anything to do with me. I don't even think I was a bad guy. I just wouldn't have wanted any, I just wasn't at an intellectual level of like being able to fucking hold a proper conversation.
No, intellectually, mentally, like with my emotions.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what my emotions were when I was 17.
Literally.
I was just gaming, playing soccer and running. And like, yeah. I was like, oh, that chick's hot. Like, that was like the extent of my thoughts. Yeah.
Your only therapy was throwing a remote at a fucking wall. Like,
yeah.
So I wouldn't be too worried yet.
No, not at all.
I think once you finish school, I think you'll find a big, big change, to be completely honest.
100%.
Yeah, I think you'll find a big, big change. And so, 6'1", you're tall.
If we're being honest, it's going to minimize your dating pool a little bit.
Probably a bit, yeah. Because also, you probably don't want to date a guy that's like 5'7".
No, not at all.
Fuck that.
But also, you have like the capability of dating like the guys who are like massive are going to be heaps more appealing to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they're going to be hot.
Yeah.
So I think just the advice would be, you're 17, don't worry about boys. You don't need them. Worry about yourself.
I know, it's so hard. I'm just trying to think, like, it's so hard to say it because it's easier said than done, because she's obviously worried about boys.
I think she's not worried about boys. She's more worried what her friends think.
Oh, okay. Well, so if your friends are getting boys, some have boyfriends and some of them are like, you know, talking to multiple boys at once and you're not talking to any.
Thinking in school now, like back at it,
yeah,
from an outsider's perspective, the girls who just did their own thing and like studied are kind of cool. Like,
fair.
And like, you see where they're at in life now.
Yeah.
The ones who just did their own thing, didn't worry about boys, yeah, and like they were just thinking about themselves. And yeah, I'm thinking about people in my mind who I went to school with.
Yeah.
They're the cool chicks. Like,
all the hot ones just became like a hairdresser or something.
Just roasted that many people.
I don't even know if anyone from our school is a hairdresser. Oh, God.
But yeah, I think with age and maturity, you're going to attract some nice men and there's nothing to worry about right now.
Yeah, you're going to look back and you're going to be like, right now you'll be listening to it and you'll be like, this is shit advice, guys. But then in like 6 years, you'll look back and be like, that was pretty good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good advice.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. I have been talking to a guy that I met through a dating app for about a month now. We get along really well and we've been connecting. We both like each other a lot and we're both very excited about what the future has in store for us. He lives in a different location though, and I am the type of person who needs to spend a considerable amount of time with the person that I am getting to know. He's come to see me 3 times and he always tells me that he has no problem making the trip, which I obviously appreciate. Like I said, I need a lot of quality time, and even though he has come to me 3 times, I do not find that to be nearly enough. I also feel bad about telling this to him because he has to be the one making the trip. I don't have a car or a driver's license. Not to mention that I am not his girlfriend yet. When I talked to my friend about this, she said I was being too needy and that this is more than enough time for 2 people to spend in the beginning. So am I being too needy, or do you think I should talk to him and let him know how I feel? Thanks, guys.
Ooh, okay. I'm firstly initially going to say needy is not the right word.
No, needy is a bit of a tough word.
Yeah, that's making
throw out there.
Yeah, it sounds like, oh, you're too needy. Like, you need to sort yourself out. Like, that's not at all what's happening here. I think there's got to be a bit more, what's the word? She can do transport out there other than him driving to you.
Yeah, true. You know, you could talk to him even. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying to him, like, I want to spend time with you to get to know you. But you can't say that and just expect him to come drive. Yeah, I'm assuming it's going to be, let's say it's a 2-hour drive. You can't expect him to do a 2-hour drive like 3 times a week.
No, not at all.
Yeah, and I think he's got a job. He's got, yeah.
You just sounded like you wanted everything, but you weren't willing to do anything. Like, I'm sure there's transport, like there's trains.
Is there a bus? Is there,
your parents, like, why don't you drive? If we're at that age, I'm sure that you got to be willing to give if you're asking for so much. And that's just your, like, if you need more physical time with each other, that's not a needy thing. That's just what you need.
That's just your love language.
Yeah.
And also, like, there's nothing wrong with not having your license and stuff, but you can't really be hypocritical about it.
Yeah.
You need to.
That's the word she sounds. She sounds like a hypocrite, not needy.
It sounds like being a little bit hypocritical, which is a strong word, but like, you know, if you, although you don't have your license and he does, you do need to meet in the middle somewhat. And, you know, maybe he comes to you twice, you go to him once. You can't expect him to be doing it all the time just because he has a license. You know, I assume you're an adult, you know, you're old enough to have your license, you're a big girl, you can get yourself somewhere. And if you like him enough, you'll do it.
Yeah. You know? Even if that's meeting halfway for him.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to give a little bit.
Exactly.
And yeah, I don't think there's a problem in that. And it all comes down to talking to him.
Mm.
And if he's willing to maybe come a couple more times and meet you halfway or pick you up from the train station.
Yeah.
It's things like that. But you just got to be willing to give.
Exactly, yeah. And there's nothing wrong with saying to him, like, be really honest, because you're going to get some sort of resentment if you don't be honest. You're going to get resentment to yourself maybe, or just to the situation, which then turns into resentment for him with nothing, and he has done nothing wrong.
Yeah. And
so, yeah, you need to say to him, look, the way I like doing this is like, I'd really like to spend a lot of quality time. I don't expect you to drive here all the time, but I want you to know that I want to make an effort to come to you.
Perfect. And when that conversation arises, your friends probably scarred you a little bit. I'm going to emphasize that you're not going to sound needy when you talk to your guy about that.
You're not going to sound needy if you do.
It's being an adult and being able to talk about how you feel.
Yeah.
It's perfect if you say what Jake just said.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Am I in Delulu land?
Probably.
I'm 28, guy in question, 33. 5 years ago, we're hooking up for a few months. We've since messaged each other every time each of one of us are single to see if the other one is interested in meeting up again. We've never both been single at the same time. I messaged him after my most recent breakup in early December, and we've been exchanging flirty messages ever since, but we've never met up. Why? Because he's got a girlfriend.
Wait, whoa.
Don't interrupt me, mate. A girlfriend of 8 months that he says he is having massive issues ending it because she is guilt tripping him into staying with her because of her mental health issues. This guy is so hot and an all-round great guy. Insane physical attraction between us. But how long do I wait before sacking him off and getting back out there properly?
Whoa. No wonder she's got fucking mental issues. This guy's like basically cheating on her. Flirty messages with another girl. That's wild.
He's doing what's worse. He's emotionally cheating on her.
And guys don't normally do it like that, but he is.
In his mind, his relationship's over and he's on to the next.
Literally, and he's just struggling to end it. That's crazy. Hey, girl that sent this in. Sure, you're a great girl, but I'm just want to ask you, like, are you sure you want this guy?
Yeah, why do you want him?
If you guys have some problems and then he emotionally does this to you.
Detaches himself.
Which, I mean, you shouldn't say that. You shouldn't be saying what ifs, but like, he's showing some red flags.
What's the question? Am I in Delulu?
Yes.
How's that a question?
He's showing some red flags for sure.
28 and 33, and this guy's still playing games like that. Wow. And also, like, he's telling you that his girlfriend's got, like, emotional problems. Like, that's just not on.
That's not his to tell.
Yeah, no, not at all. Like, what's going on there? I feel like he's too much of a red flag.
This guy's got some major red flags going on.
But he's hot.
He's hot. Physical attraction's all there. You want it because you can't have it.
Yeah, you do.
People want that.
Does she want a relationship or did she just want to smash?
If you just want to smash, then go. That's crazy.
I think you're doing all the wrong things to get into a relationship if you want to date him. And if you don't want to just smash, go out into the dating pool now and then don't talk to him. And if he breaks up without you being there, maybe, and he hits you up, that's okay to smash.
Maybe, yeah.
But like otherwise, like I wouldn't, he doesn't sound like a nice guy to date.
Definitely not. I don't know. How are you not seeing this?
Yeah.
And this is crazy.
You've had 5 years of like this going on, like on and off. Like, I don't get that. It's like your fallback, so you don't feel lonely when you break up.
Yeah, are you not sick of this?
Yeah, like honestly, I think you can do better.
You can definitely do better. I think get rid of him completely.
There's plenty of hot guys out there.
Like, because like let's be real here. If you guys wanted each other, you'd be together.
Yeah.
Like to be completely honest, if you guys actually wanted to be together, you would be together because. Yeah.
That's wild to me that like, say you were dating a girl and someone you slept with messaged you and be like, hey, like you want to catch up sometime for a coffee? I would leave it on red or not reply.
Fucking block. Sorry, got a girlfriend. Bye.
Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. And tell your girlfriend like, what's the name messaging me? This is what happened.
Yeah, this is what I said. I have a girlfriend. Goodbye. Block. Yeah. Goodbye. Bye-bye. Like, that's wild.
Yeah, it's wild that like, some people, it's what we said before, moral compass is a bit skew-if.
Agreed. All right. My 23 female best friend, me. Basically, there's a 23-year-old female and a 21-year-old female, and they're best friends, okay?
Oh, yep.
We graduated uni, yay, and have both moved. I moved interstate in Australia and she moved internationally. We got really close in our last semester and we took each other on dates, talked all the time and loved each other a lot as friends. I was into her, but I didn't want to push the boundaries of our friendship, ooh, especially since I knew we were both leaving. She has since told me that she wished she made a move on me while we were together. Jake and Oddie, my heart is on fire with queer love right now.
Ooh,
so's my mind.
We talk all the time. She made a playlist. She made me a playlist. I'm crocheting her a housewarming present. Do we start a long distance relationship or just keep loving each other as friends until she comes home in a few years? We are both too poor to fly internationally frequently.
Few years.
Years, babes. That's a long time. Damn.
It's so different saying, do we still stay friends? Is it different because they're the same sex?
Oh, that's so tough. Being friends with someone that you have feelings for just cannot be
easy. It can't be easy. No, not at all. Yeah. What happens in those few years if one of you gets a relationship, the other one's butthurt?
Seriously. How can you stay friends? Like if you, even this, okay. So here's something that I could say that would be really fun, but it's going to be difficult, all right, is don't start a long-distance relationship. Keep on having that hot queer love, okay, without even being able to do anything about it, which sucks.
Yeah.
And when they do finally come home and you see each other, it's going to be banging. Mm. You're both girls. You know what you're doing. It's going to be banging sex. You know it's going to be banging sex, you know? But the thing is if you guys wait all that time and you guys start seeing other people, like the first person to see another person, it's just going to hurt so much.
Yeah, I know.
It's just going to hurt so much. So maybe is it worth, do you start a long distance relationship?
I think the option is either long distance relationship.
Or break it off.
Or cut it off.
You might have to cut it off with the hopes of when they come home.
Like, do you ask yourself if you want to be in a long distance relationship where there's no physical at all, no physical?
Or, hey, you said in here that you finished uni, all right? Uni's done.
Yeah.
You guys, your excuse to stay in Australia could be that you have a job, but fuck that.
Get a job over there.
Get a job over there.
Yeah, let's get a part-time job for the part couple of years.
Go. Even just, here you go, even just work for enough time to sort out getting a visa, sort out your flights, all right? And then go over there for a couple months and just test it.
What if she just surprises her?
She surprises her? Well, she surprises her.
Surprises her for 2 weeks, falls in love. And then in the back of the mind, she has that set there where it's like, I've got enough money to move here for 6 months now. Oh, and then I can get a job over here.
What's holding you? What's keeping you in Australia?
Huh? That is a big move though. Because then you'd want to live with each other and you haven't even dated yet. Just be friends. So
true.
It's a little bit different for a queer relationship.
Here's the thing is, I have been told, not by the person on the date, but I've been told by a female that like a two female relationship, it's not abnormal for them to be planning like proper future together. This is just what I've been told. Okay. It's apparently not abnormal for them to be planning like future together on the first fucking date. Really? All right. So it could like,
well, I was just thinking in my mind then, like, living together as two girls must be so much easier.
Oh, it'd be so clean and smell so good. It'd be great.
Like the bliss in that place would be unreal.
It'd be so good.
Or would they clash because of the styling? Because normally the boy...
he just takes a backseat. Yeah. He just takes a much wanted backseat.
So I don't know. But maybe, the question is either long distance, can you move over there? What's keeping you here? Or cut things off because you owe it to yourself. You can't just be friends.
I just think that if you, yeah, whatever decision you have to make is the one that you have to stick to again. You know, you can't.
Yeah, you can't look back.
You can't look back. It's going to, you have to accept that that's the decision you made.
Mm.
And you know, the life that you're now going to lead is the life that you lead.
You know? Is the love worth it?
Is it? This is a very tough one. So yeah, if you decide to not do long distance or not move there, I think being friends would be very difficult. So you just have to have that chat with them.
Yeah.
I don't think being friends would be impossible. Like, you can still be friends, but just you can't be like best friends. Like,
you can't be chatting and calling all the time.
You can't be knowing every intricate detail stuff.
You just got to be like a message or like after someone posts a photo, like, hey, how's your week?
Yeah. And somewhere. You know what? Actually, I want to go off that quickly. was I saved one. Here we go. This is not a dilemma as such. This is from a different person.
Mm.
This is not a dilemma as such, but to reiterate the boys when they say, so she's reiterate us, reiterate the boys when they say, if you like a boy slash girl, bloody tell them. I messaged in asking if I should tell the guy that I like, and the boys said to tell him. I didn't because I was scared, and now he's with another girl, and I'm stuck with what if. And trust me, that is way worse than rejection. With rejection, at least you know, so swallow the pride and bloody tell them.
Oh, that's facts. That is so true.
There you go. Take it from two people that have literally done it. So we've done the thing where we were too scared, yeah. All right? Okay? The reason we say swallow pride and tell the person you like that you like them is because we've been in your shoes and we've lived with the what if.
You need an answer.
You don't want
it's the what closure if. Either way, mm-hmm. Yes or no.
Yep.
And it's better knowing and it's better being rejected rather than not knowing at all.
Yeah, being rejected and getting over it and then being like, they're missing out. Fuck
them. Yeah, look how good I am.
That's way better. So, yeah.
That was good, whoever that girl sent that in.
Well, I mean, it's unfortunate that she's now living with a what if, but she's now learning.
Yeah, that boy's missing out on her.
Yeah, that boy's missing out.
He doesn't even know. She knows.
I bet you that new girl sucks a given head.
Exactly. Okay, this one's... do you want a deeper one?
A pretty deep one?
Yeah.
Why not?
Okay.
We'll do a deep one and then I'll see if I have like a funny one to finish it off on. I kind of do.
Okay. Hey guys, I struggle with depression for a few years now, going to therapy since 2022. I recently finished my master's degree and got engaged, so you might think that I'm happy. Unfortunately, I am not. I feel stressed out consistently and I'm not sure why. If it's just another depressive phase hitting me right in the face, or is it just the life I chose to live? I really love my family, my boyfriend, and my job, but sometimes I just feel like I need to take off alone on a plane and travel the world. I'm turning 28 soon, and I'm afraid that I'm too old to do all that and that I should just get my shit together. I love listening to your pod and find myself laughing a lot when I listen to you guys. Greetings from Austria. So it wasn't written well.
Shit, Austria, damn. Second language. Fucking props for being able to speak two languages. I can't do that.
No.
Okay. The thing with, I get very, I don't want to say scared. It's just like depression's a touchy subject when you can't speak from experience.
Mm. Mm. I agree. I'm very grateful that I've had depressive phases, but I've never been depressed.
Neither.
So it's hard to comment on something you've never been involved in yourself. But yeah.
And I guarantee you it's different for everyone too. Like there'd be similarities, but I bet you it's different for everyone. And right now, like, okay, this is me just kind of questioning and talking out loud, like thinking out loud. So she have from since 2020, did she say?
Yeah.
She's been struggling with it. 2022, she's been struggling with it, seeing a therapist, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Cool. Great on, good on you for seeing a therapist. And so now, knowing that like you've been diagnosed with depression and you feel like you have this thing that's kind of wrong with you, I'm only assuming that you feel that way, maybe you don't, but like thinking that you have this thing wrong with you and now you're stressed and stuff because of the life you chose, do you think like, oh, I'm depressed again? Or is there a fine line between stressed and depressed? Like, do you think that now that you're stressed, you're like, oh, I'm depressed again?
Mm.
Is that a thing, do you reckon? Like, do you get it mixed up? It's like, because you could just be stressed and not depressed. Or do you know? Like,
I think she's wondering if it's another depressive and stressful phase going on. Or is she depressed because of the life she chose? So it's like, this is relatable though. Sort of my worst nightmare. So she's finished her degree. She's done, ticked all the boxes that society tells her to do. She's even got engaged.
She's engaged?
Yeah, she's engaged.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And she loves the boy she's with, but she's still unhappy. And it's because of just like how tough life is and the way that uni's not fun. So I'm sure like you just can't find your feet in the moment. And that's why you think you got to go traveling. So what's this? I don't think, you said you're 28 and is it too late? Who's telling you got to get your shit sorted like soon? Like why? There's no time frame on anything.
I think that everyone just has that feeling. Like, to be honest, if you think about it, like if you and I were 28, we'd be like, oh, we need to start getting shit sorted. Like if we don't have it sorted by 28, we're going to be like, fuck, we need to get our shit sorted.
Yeah.
Which is fair. I think everyone would have that feeling. But I think one of the most freeing feelings would probably be just being like, fuck, I'm 28. I don't need to have it sorted yet.
Exactly. And I think the advice, she's like, should I go traveling or should I sort my shit out? I think you've answered your own question. And going back on the last dilemma, don't live it with a what if. We're like, what if I went traveling? Would that make me happy?
Mm-hmm.
Go traveling with your, what do you call it? Engaged.
Fiance.
Fiance, that's what you call it. Go traveling with him. Yeah. However long your heart desires. I'm sure you two are making money if you finish your degrees and whatever. I'm sure he's making you 28.
And I think Austria is one of those countries where it's like, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure Austria is a country where you don't pay for your university degree.
Oh,
I'm pretty sure.
Even if you do pay for your university degree, like you only have to pay it back like once you make a certain amount of money everywhere.
Yeah.
So like, don't leave it with a what if. Talk to your husband and be like, hey, I'm really depressed and unhappy. I'm going to therapy. Nothing's working for me. I don't know if it's a phase or it's because I'm unhappy with the life, the decisions I've made. I know I love you, but can we get out of here for 6 months?
I don't think there's anything wrong with getting out of there.
Yeah.
Doing something. Somewhere sunny.
With depression, it's just like you need to turn a cog somewhere different. And it's easier said than done. But the easiest solution, which I'm sure this is why you've come to it, is go to a new place you've never been. Distract your mind with new surroundings, with new people, new cultures. And maybe that might be what you're after.
It's very, very
well. It's tough. Worth a shot. Like it might not work, but I think it's worth knowing that you tried it. And if you're still depressed after, like it's like, oh, I tried.
Well, you know that doesn't work. Then true, you're kind of ticking stuff off a list.
That's what you have to do with depression. Tick all these little boxes off that maybe people will say will help, because no one is going to figure that. No one's going to know your body other than you. So just start doing all these things. And the question you're asking yourself: should you travel? Do it. 28, 38, 48. I would do it.
Yes. It's never too late to travel and then start life. It's your life, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But is there any, I wonder if there's any, you know how you can go to an AA meeting, Alcohol Anonymous or whatever?
Yeah.
Is there one of them for depression? I'm sure there is.
I would hate that.
I know that you would hate it, but also sometimes if there's being around people that struggle with the exact thing you struggle with, could be very comforting, I bet.
But also, my initial thought process is, are you grouping, but they don't struggle with the exact same thing?
Well, yeah, that's the thing though, is like they struggle with depression. And so it's kind of like you go in and you say how you're feeling. And although they're not struggling with it the exact same way, they just have more of an understanding. And if someone has maybe 50%, like, you know, struggle with some of the things you struggle with, they can be like, oh, I relate to this thing. Not all of it, but to this thing. And then you kind of have like probably this comfort in them going like, oh, but it got better or something like that. You're not alone. I think one of the biggest things would be feeling like you're alone.
Yes. And yeah, that's a great point actually.
By no means am I talking from fucking experience or expertise though.
I think that's, you bring up a valid point, knowing that there's light at the end of the tunnel. People who have been through it and trying what they tried to get better.
Yeah. And some people also I have a family member that struggles with depression. And she was really bad with it for a long time. But she kind of like really like just accepts who she is now and she seems okay a lot of the time. I bet you she's not, but she kind of just really is like, oh no, I'm not getting rid of it. It's a part of who I am.
Mm.
Yeah. Sometimes I think it doesn't, it just is always going to be there.
Yeah. You're stuck with your mind, unfortunately, the cards you're dealt. But I also dare say that this girl's, like, she's gone through uni, got her master's degree, and she's suppressed her the feelings for a long time.
Yeah.
And now that everything's gone and her life is coming out, you're questioning too many things, and that's why you're getting depressed. So why not do what your body's telling you and go travel? That's what I would do.
I just don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I don't know why people are like so afraid to like pack up their life for 6 months and do something different.
Yeah.
Like it's the craziest thing. Watch, you're like, everyone's scared to go do something like a crazy leap of faith like that because you're scared you're going to miss out on something or something's going to be different when you get back.
Yeah.
As soon as you get back, everything's the exact same. Give it a week.
It's not going to change.
It's not going to change.
Yeah, no.
Unless you go for like 10 years. If you go for 6 months, a year, and you come back, watch, a week or two goes past and you're back in the exact same room.
Yeah.
The same people going out to the same bars in your town. Everything's the exact same.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, wow, I'm glad I went on that. I learned a lot about other walks of life and about myself.
Yeah.
So go do it.
Have fun. Okay. I'm 33 in the UK. I've been in love twice. I've been serial dating for 2 years and can't seem to find the balance between a good guy who wants to settle down, marriage, etc., and a fuckboy who's good in bed. The men good in bed don't want to settle down. So don't want to settle with one girl or maybe just me, and the good guys are crap in bed. Even if I tell them, drop hints, share ideas, communicate, they're underwhelming. I can't face settling for vanilla sex life, but I also know I can't take a fuck, boys. Teaching a man to be good in bed is hard because I know I won't be excited by them. I know if you like someone, you'll make it work, but I can tell from the first date and still go through with it. Sorry, but I can tell from the first date and still go through with it just in case they're a nice surprise, but they're not. Help, how do I spice up the good guys?
Oh, how do you spice up the good guys? I was actually thinking that when we were talking about teach the guy how to have sex.
Yeah.
I was like, is it underwhelming for the girl because it like ruins sex for her? And she's 30 and she's still experiencing this. Oh, damn, yeah, that's tough.
I think she said she was 33.
30. How do you spice up? Why are the nice guys bad at sex, huh? It's because they haven't got experience because they're so nice.
It's funny.
That's really is the cliche saying, nice guys do finish last.
Clearly they do.
Maybe they don't even know how to finish themselves.
They don't know how to make a girl finish. Okay, nice guys.
How can she?
Come on, nice guys don't finish last.
No, they don't. No, we're changing that shift. Fuck the fuck, boys. We're getting the nice guys. How can you make a guy better at sex? That's what she's asking us without making it heaps boring and shit for her. We could say spice it up, but then the guy's going to finish real quick because he's going to be excited. Like,
that'll take time, though. You can fix that.
What about that cream you got once?
Oh, yeah. It's called, I don't know if it's just an Australian thing, though.
Surely not.
It'd be all over the world.
Yeah.
There's definitely different types. The one I got, okay. Well, first off, you can get numbing ones.
Yeah.
And numb the guy's knob.
I feel like that wouldn't be good.
But that numbs it.
Yeah. No, you want this. Does it's cream that Jack got?
I got this cream. Okay. It's called The Edge.
Yeah.
You know what I've been good as well is I haven't used it for so long. I don't need it.
Yeah.
But when you use it, I'm convinced it's a placebo. Yeah. All right. And what you do is you put it on and then like you put it on like soft knob. All right. And then you leave it. You can do it like 4 hours before you have sex.
It's crazy.
And then so after about 30 minutes, it'll tingle.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, that's where the placebo comes in because you're like, because on the pack it goes, once it's tingled, it's going to work. And you're like, oh shit. So once it's tingled, you're like, I'm down. I'm fucking ready. And so then you go for it and you can just, you're in full control. You can feel everything. Last forever.
I think I've got the game plan for this girl.
Okay. Go.
So like you said, it's placebo.
I swear it's placebo.
So this girl finds herself a real nice guy.
Mm.
He's shit sex. Next time you're going to have sex, just have some moisturizer and put it in like a different container and be like, hey, I've got this cream. It's going to make you last way longer. Placebo. Plant the seed in his head. And, be like, and then it's also hot and be like, can I rub it on your cock before we start? And then so you rub it on his knob and be like, give it, we're just going to do some foreplay for 10 minutes.
And then tell him when it takes 10 minutes.
Yeah, it only takes 10 minutes and then you should last like 200 times the length.
Or even buy a flavored lube and just tell him that there's stuff in it that's going to make him last longer. So then when you like, maybe you do some suck him off or something.
Yeah.
Like, it tastes good for you.
If I heard that.
It tastes good for you.
I would be like, oh, I'm ready to go.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be rock hard.
Because I bet you the nice guys are nervous. That's why it's so shit. So this is taking away the nerves.
But, okay, I've been vanilla before, okay? I've been vanilla before. And I think you need patience.
Patience.
I think she needs some patience. I think she needs to say, like, I think you need to say what you like. And for some reason, to me at least, it's so attractive being told, like...
I love being told what to do.
Being told... it's attractive to me... when a woman knows what she wants, okay, and she tells me, oh, during sex, you know, you can do this. I like this. And then it kind of just makes him confident and just really make sure that if he does go out of his comfort zone during sex and is a little bit more dominant or does something, you know, like tells you to call him daddy or, you know, you're the one that's asking for this type of stuff, okay? So he's going to maybe experiment a bit or let him know what he can do. But just really, really, like a guy's like a dog, you know? It's like when you give a dog, when a dog sits down, you give it a treat. It knows that when it sits, it's going to get a treat, all right? if you get a guy to do this and go out of his comfort zone, but then it's like you make him uncomfortable by thinking like, oh, that was funny, and you laugh a bit hearing it out of his mouth, it's going to make him very uncomfortable and like embarrassed.
Yeah.
So if you want this, you're going to have to go through the effort of doing it. And then when he does it, really fucking enjoy it because he knows you're liking it. And then he will go further out of his comfort zone.
That's a great piece of advice. Also, what if they watch porn together?
That could be good.
She finds like the porn that how she likes the dude to have sex.
Yeah.
And she goes, watch this. Can you do that for me?
Fucking fair, eh?
Also, you get to watch porn together, which is kind of cool.
Worth a try.
Yeah.
I reckon that's worth a try.
100%. And then when he starts trying it, and he's probably going to be a bit cringe when he says like, I don't know, whatever he does, starts choking you weirdly or whatever, starts slapping your ass.
Make sure
you're like, fuck, that's good. Keep going.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like that. Harder.
Yeah.
Harder.
Yeah.
Damn. And then, okay, let's go and to get over the not lasting long enough.
They got the cream.
They got the cream, true. Definitely, like, it sticks, but, like, it's weird. Sometimes a guy can last forever, and sometimes you can last not long at all.
Oh, yeah, it all comes down to, like,
it's weird.
If you've masturbated, also, like, just if you're turned on.
And also,
on
it's
much.
Like, have you been having sex every day for a week on that seventh day? I tell you what, I'm going to be pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. Or if it's been a month, and then you're like, oh, fuck, well, this is 30 seconds. Like,
yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, it all comes down to different things for guys, unfortunately. So, also, like, if it lasts, like, 30 seconds, don't make a big deal out of it. Be like, you ready to go again in 5 minutes?
True, yeah.
Like, I'm keen as a bean. Go again if you give me some time. Like, it's not my fault I lasted 30 seconds. It's just,
yeah, exactly.
It's anatomy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you think about it, it's in my DNA to get in there as quick as I can and get rid of my seed so I can make more and do it again with a different girl and spread my seed.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, that's how guys are meant to spread their seed and not just so.
So I reckon when he finishes the quick, just be like, oh, I'm just going to clean up and then ready to go again in 5 minutes.
Yeah. Like, have you seen a rabbit?
Yeah.
Rabbits are quick as fuck. Dogs? Yeah. Quick as fuck. Oh, yeah. I figured something out about dogs the other day listening to a podcast. I listen to a lot of podcasts, all right? And
isn't a dog about having sex, is it?
It's about a dog having sex.
What podcast are you listening to?
What was I listening to? I actually don't know what I was listening to. I don't even remember. I think it was Joe Rogan, to be fair.
Okay.
And
some random dog channel.
And fucking dude, dogs go in, all right? Finish. But the female locks up and a dog's just getting his red rocket stuck in there for a while. She just goes about her day and he's stuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Until her thing just somehow releases. Because obviously it's like as soon as he finishes, her body knows and then clenches up so none of it falls out.
Oh.
It's like just, I assume, over the years.
Yeah.
Evolution. Right. And then the dog is just stuck there.
Did you ever, when you were like younger, like 15, 16, did the rumor go like, if a girl sneezes, her vagina.
Yeah, is that true?
Is that true?
Apparently, if you have your, I still don't know if it's true or not, but apparently say you have your fingers in a girl's vagina and she sneezes, they can break.
Yeah.
Apparently, that's how strong it is. Is that true? Is that true?
Yeah.
Damn. Oh,
the things young guys talk about.
Yeah.
And God. Jake with his dog podcast.
All right, yeah.
Anyway, that was Dilemmas, guys. Hope you enjoyed.
Thank you very much.
We'll see you on a normal episode.
Goodbye.